Carpenter and Rothman is presented by your local Pella Window and Door Showroom on Gemini Parkway. The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Carpenter and Rothman's NFL Picks.
Brought to you by your Central Ohio Chevy dealers. Find new roads at your Central Ohio Chevy dealers.
All right, we were ridiculously good last week, 3-0-1 against the number. Can we follow it up? Vikes, Niners, Saturday. Spread right now is San Francisco -7. It's a good number to take the dog. It really is. I wonder about Thielen. I know you like the Vikes outright, which makes that 7 look like an absolute gift from the gods. If you like them outright, bet the ranch on the Vikes. But so I'm going to take the 7 because I think it's a good threshold number. If you would get that hook, you'd be just in great shape, but you're not getting unless you buy it. I worry about Bosa against Reif. I really do. I mean, this is the 38th best pass blocking tackle this season, according to Pro Football Focus. And Bosa lined up on the right side of San Fran's line 78% of the time. And I don't have to tell you about Nick Bosa. My goodness. I mean, 80 total pressures as a rookie, 14 more than any other rookie edge defender has recorded in a single season since the start of Pro Football Focus 13 years ago. He could wreck us. He could absolutely wreck the game unless Dalvin runs. So Dalvin has to go. They got to cook with Dalvin. The defense has to get pressure on Jimmy G, who now has some pressure. It's all about up front. So I'll take the 7, hoping the Vikes are riding a little wave of momentum.
Yeah, give me the points. I think they're going to win outright. So if I think they're going to win outright, Rothman, like you said, this must be a gift from the gods. I will take it. I'm excited to take it. Feel good about it. Go Vikes. Skol.
Tennessee at Baltimore. Baltimore lane 9.5. All right. It's a tough one because you've got Derrick Henry. You can control some clock. You can limit possessions for Lamar potentially. There'll be much more pressure on Tannehill because you're going up against a Ravens offense that can score more than New England. I worry about for Tennessee. Boy, this is going to be tough for them. Their defense during the regular season, opposing quarterbacks completed like 75% of their passes to tight ends. And it produced a lot of touchdowns. And here comes Lamar and Mark Andrews, Pro Bowler. And only George Kittle had more yards per route than Andrews this season. It's a big matchup within the game. And I don't want to do this to Matty, but I'm going to reluctantly say his team covers the 9.5. May not feel good, but you might get one in the fourth that'll cover it, and they'll win by 10. I'm going to take the Ravens.
Hey, I like the Ravens. The thing is, though, if Mark Ingram isn't healthy, that changes this dynamic completely. Running, the only people that should change the line are quarterbacks. Nobody would change it more than Lamar. But I just look back at, you know, what he could potentially be without him, because I think Mark Ingram is more to them than just a runner. You know, people call him the ultimate teammate. Like, he's the best guy in the locker room. And so without him, it worries me a little bit. If you're going to give me that many points, give them to me all day long.
Okay. We're opposite on that one then. Here we go. Houston to Kansas City. Kansas City is now favored by, as of this moment, 9.5 points. This is the one that screams Kansas City in a cover. It just does. The Texans' defense, you know, they feel fortunate to be in this round after being down 16-0. Their defense allowed more points per drive, I think, than a lot of people this year. And it just feels like on the road this is going to be too tall of a task. The Chiefs' offense, you know about it. Mahomes, Kelce, Hill. They're even better than the Ravens. Well, no, they're right behind the Ravens, I think, on as far as points more per game than expected this season. This is another one where I'm going to reluctantly lay the points. It sounds way too many to give in a playoff game, and that's why I'm kind of going a little contrarian with this, and I feel like could be close game, and then you get a late cover. I'll take KC and lay it.
See, I like what you're saying right there with the late cover, because I think that's ultimately what will happen. I think KC dominates this game for the entirety of the game. But what did you say? How many points?
9.5.
Yeah, I could see Houston being down 14 most of the game and then getting, you know, a garbage touchdown at the end to tighten it to 7, where it never really felt like that. So if you're going to give me that many points, I'm going to take it. But I ultimately think Kansas City wins that game.
Okay, so we're going to be opposite there. So I have KC laying it, and you're going to take the 9.5 with Houston. Seattle getting 4 at Green Bay. I don't know too many people that are laying the points here. It seems like of all the underdogs, people think this is almost close to more of a 2.5 point spread than 4. Seahawks.
4 is big.
It's a pretty big deal. Now, the offense, it has to go by Russell Wilson. So the Bucky Badger goes back into the cheese state. And here's Marshawn Lynch. This is when you need him on a cold Lambeau field, the frozen tundra. This is the one that's defined for him. But on the other side, Aaron Jones is right there. I mean, he's been amazing. 1,000-yard rusher, 16 touchdowns, breaks a lot of tackles. Will it overwhelm the Seattle defense enough for me to lay these points? That's the difficult one. I don't like going up against Aaron Rodgers at home. It feels wrong to do that, but I just have to take the points. It's just in a toss-up feel, because I do feel like Seattle could win the game, and you're going to give me 4. I can't turn it down.
No, give me the points. Like, I think the Packers win, but this screams field goal game to me. And so 4, too many, 2.5, I would probably lay it. But right there, if it's 3.5, I'd probably even lay it. But if you're going to be 4, and I could see like a 21-17 at least get the push, I would feel better about taking the points. I'm going to take them.
Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, we know Hall of Famers, future Hall of Famers. Rodgers has not been what he once was, but now it's the playoffs. He's a little more conservative. He's dropped to an average of 7 yards per attempt. That's the second lowest mark of the 12-year career, which may be alarming to people who are taking the Packers in this one. And Wilson is averaging an entire yard higher than that. It may not sound like a lot, but I believe it is.
It is.
And so when so when the line looks this tight, I want those points in a game that feels this tight and taut. And so you're taking every dog and the points in the divisional round. Let me give you one little stat on that. Since 2002, the favorites of 3 or more have won outright 42 out of 60 times. So all of these teams qualify for that stat.
Yeah.
But they're 25-35 against the spread.
There you go.
So that would be better for you, as far as taking the dog and the points.
You always tell me all dogs go to heaven.
They do. And I hope you're right about one. Just be right about one. That's all I care about. All right, those are the picks. We've got them cemented.